Blog Talk Radio.
237, huh? 233, huh?
Banger, banger.
No, I don't wanna argue, no, I don't wanna. Hey, why you gonna be yapping? I'm gonna be trying to. Hey, celebrate me later, right now, I'm trying to. Hey, dude. Okay, welcome to the Elevated Talk Show with your boy, P-Mart. It's only me. Okay. Today, what are we talking about, man? I don't even know. But first of all, let's do what the title said first. Okay, elevated. So while you're listening to the show, we're hoping that you're doing what the theme is telling you to do. We're hoping that you're getting high in your own way. You can get high off life. You can get high off weed. Don't get high off anything else but weed and life. So what am I talking about today? The thing is, in life, right, be a fucking loose cannon. Be a loose cannon. Be whatever the fuck you want to be, okay? Don't you let anyone tell you. You know what my problem is? Or what my problem was? Thank you. Oh my God. It's like when you get pat on your back while you coughing it on, it makes the cough worse. It just you get fucking worse. It's like it just pushes it shakes the smoke that's inside of your lungs. The way I'm seeing it is I have a blueprint in my head. And I can see, like, when you pop, pop, it only makes the smoke go like this, and it makes it worse. I'm doing exactly that right now. You feel me? I'm doing just that right now. So, this is my lighter. So what's new today? So anyway, be a fucking loose cannon. Be whatever you want to be in life. My problem in life was I let a lot of people tell me or dictate where I went and what I did and all these other, you know. I wasn't myself for a long time. And where you're not yourself for a long time, you other people for a long time. You're living a life that's not yours. And that's not to say I wasn't living my life. You get what I'm saying, though. And so be a fucking loose cannon, the best you can be. Release the best you. And be the best you. Fuck what anybody says. You know, I think it starts with acceptance, because if you don't accept yourself, what causes people not to accept themselves? I don't know. That's a good question, right? Maybe is it because I don't know. You know, they grew up with people not accepting them. Thank you. I didn't know you had a But no, you have to accept yourself, right? Shit. I didn't accept myself for a long time. You know, I always thought, I thought that I had the ugliest smile and all of that, but I got confident. You know. So what the fuck is going on today? Look, let me play this song to y'all because I like this shit. And y'all just gonna like it too because it's like that. 1 second.
Be my, yeah, yeah. Please, yeah. Please, yeah.
All type of situation.
Heaven boy on the track.
When I see you around, girl, I be flexing just for you. I be flexing just for you. I be flexing just for you. When you call in my phone, girl, I go answer just for you. I go answer just for you. I go answer just for you. And I do it just for you. We can do it like Goku. I can see things you go through. Oh, forget that you come through. We can kick it like Kung Fu. We can kick it like Ito. You say Hollywood is boring. We can go to the ghetto.
We go round and round. Don't tell no one between me and you. After all.
I be flexing just for you. When you call in my phone, girl, I go answer just for you. I go answer just for you. I go answer just for you. Okay now, break it down, don't hurt now. When we come from the slum, yo, big gang, you don't want us. We don't want you to save us. This the way God made us. Yeah, we flex like legs, yo. Yeah, we dress so fresh, yo. Please don't hold your breath, yo. Tryna wait for us, yo. Shawty bad detention. Now she got me attention. I'ma take it down like wrestling. Beat it up, let it pass like testing. Yeah, I'm the one they don't mess with. Ask around, I'm the man, no question. When I see you around, girl, I be flexing just for you. I be flexing just for you. I be flexing just for you. When you
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. I hope this thing was recording, though, because this whole time this button was on mute. But welcome back. I don't know how long this thing goes for. But in this small segment that we're going to talk about here for the next 10 minutes that we have left, for all the baby moms out there, I just have a message. Y'all got to stop being petty, man. For real. That shit is not cool. Y'all be lame, bro. If you got a baby with a nigga and y'all ain't fucking around, y'all ain't fucking, y'all ain't cool, that ain't got shit to do with the baby, y'all. That ain't got nothing to do with that nigga seeing his kid. That ain't got shit to do with the baby going through any type of situation without their father or their mother. That's the other, it's either way, baby moms, baby dads that do that shit. I said baby moms because baby dads that do that are basically baby moms. That's what you call them, right? Oh, God, that's what you got to be. Stop doing that shit. That shit ain't cool. Y'all lame as hell for that. If you have a kid, please, let the kid see their mom. Let the kid see their dad. I mean, when y'all was doing all that, y'all didn't have no issue on the bed. Look, man, let the baby see their dad, man. Y'all pity, man. Y'all pity. And you think a man ain't going to, look, man, if you want to see a man get out of character, tell him he can't see his fucking kid. Now, I don't give a fuck what you say. You finna hear this shit. If I can't see my kid, fuck you. Real shit. Like, real. Look, I'm going to war for mine. So, yeah, I got to cool it, man. Let me hit that weed, man. Because this shit don't got me heated. You feel me? Y'all got to chill. Kanye West vows to restore his family with Kim Kardashian as she dates Pete Davidson. Bro said, he ain't got no better dick than I do. He said, he can't fuck you better than I do. He said, man, fuck that dude. I'm just fine. He said, that's right. So he basically on Wednesday, the rapper formally, don't believe the bullshit I just said, but on Wednesday, he said that he wants to restore his family with his estranged wife, Kim Kardashian, and their four kids, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. Damn. He went gospel with the family, too. That's cool. He shared his plans for a possible reconciliation while visiting the L.A. Mission, where he delivered an impassioned speech about the importance of being with loved ones. This dude got too much money to lose. You know what happens if that divorce? That's big homie, man. Hey, Kim, you got to get back with big bro. And Pete, your name ain't even, man, I don't even know who bro is. But I know Kanye going to get his wife back. The Geminis, bro. I'm trying to tell you that Gemini vibe. We the Geminis can't mess with us. You feel me? Hey, man, I'm trying to get my brother out of Libya. If anybody listening to this know how to get somebody out of Libya, please let me know. Please, please. my brother, look. This dude, as much as I love him, he's a dumbass. This nigga took it upon himself to travel the goddamn world on foot. This is what he did. Check this out. My brother, Muhammad, we know life is difficult. Life is difficult in Cameroon, and nobody will ever understand this, or in Africa as a whole. Nobody will ever understand this unless you actually go there. I had the honor and the opportunity to go back to my country and visit for 3 weeks. My experience there taught me a huge lesson that life is so fucking precious that we, the ones in the U.S., the ones in places where you can get jobs, we are so fortunate. We are so privileged, bro. We are so, what do you call it, spoiled? And I can understand why my brother did this, right? Because when I got to Cameroon, there was rumors that my brother might be trying to do something stupid. I was like, stupid? Like, what do you mean, stupid? He's like, yeah, he might be trying to do something stupid, so speak to him. So I went to speak to my brother. I was like, you know, what kind of stupid stuff? I'm thinking he about to do some fraud or some stupid stuff. I was like, bro, you know not to do anything that stupid and put the family in the situation. He said, denied it all. Fast forward, I move back. I come back to the U.S. And I hear that my brother took a trip. He didn't even tell me. He took a trip, not even a trip, a voyage, to get out of the country and go to reach Italy. So when he got to, he crossed the Sahara Desert on foot for 3 days and drank out of the same thing that the camels in the desert drink out of. For those 3 days, when he arrived to Libya, took a boat. They took a rest in Libya, took a boat again, going to Italy. My brother thought, and everybody on the boat thought they arrived in Libya because they were in Italy because they were already an hour out. So everybody's happy. And somebody on a boat, just stupid, happened to activate the freaking emergency phone, which has some type of detection on it, I don't know, that which caused the Coast Guards to, they basically caught him on a radar and they got arrested. And my brother spent, was that three months underground with the rebels, not even the real jail, but with the rebels. And now he's in Libya. We're trying to get back in the water. I got him out of jail. We had to pay a lot of money. So if anybody knows how to get my brother out of Libya, contact me. It's pmartmusic@gmail.com. And this is Elevated Talk with Pmart. It's only me. It's your boy.
Thank you.
It's that Elevated Talk with people.